The inventor of this piece of mathematical equipment was Galileo Galilei. Created between the years of 1595 and 1599, with a handbook of operation appearing in 1606, the device was meant particularly to aid artillerymen target their cannons. This is a cardboard replica of a brass original in the Museo di Storia della Scienza in Florence. The instrument makes use of a method known as line of equal parts, and can be used to solve a variety of problems, but is best suited to proportion problems. In using this method, it became a versatile instrument and would have been used by those skilled in mathematics. At the time, Galileo's instrument was not considered a success due to its lack of profit, even though many were sold. From a mathematical point of view, it was a great achievement, as many mathematical advancements stemmed from it. To understand the versatility of this small device, we must first examine the lines and properties hidden within it. Most obviously, it has a weight attached to a string referred to as a plumb line. This most commonly was used to measure the angle of cannons, but can be used as a sight for different angles when building houses, measuring slopes, and other angles. With the curved brace removed, allowing the hinge to operate, the device could be used like a calculator. On the front face, starting from the center working outwards, Galileo's instrument has arithmetic, geometric, stereometric, and metallic lines. On the rear, there are polygraphic, tetragonic, and added lines. Other useful relations that were used in this device were that of sine, cosine, and tangent, but these are masked within the central arc. Whilst Galileo didn't make a fortune from this device, it has become an invaluable piece of history for its combination of formula and mathematical lines and its contributions to advancing mathematical instruments. Sectors were still included in sets of mathematical instruments at the end of the 19th century.